H.Y., the little girl in Japan gave it to me. She came up, and, you know, they give you gifts all the time in Japan. And this is with her little present to me. It's cute.
Craig, you got one you want to share?
Yeah. Trying to regain my composure up here. And hard to do.
The old softy.
Yeah, it is. That reminded me, not to change this up, of my mother and father who had been married for, I think when they passed away, about 65 years, 67 years. And everybody said when one of them died, the other one would, and they sure enough did. They died within 9 months of each other.
Mm. Can you just, we're getting some feedback up here. Really. It's real close.
I grew up just outside of Detroit, and during the Second World War, as a lot of you probably know, a lot of people went north from here and, well, all over the South, and went north to work in the bomber plants at Willow Run and the tank factory at Chrysler and a lot of other plants all over the country, but went to Michigan a lot. And stayed there after the war, jobs picked up in the auto plants again. And I grew up with those people, and somehow my family acted as if we were different from it. That, you know, we didn't come from Kentucky, we didn't come from West Virginia, and my parents tried to act like somehow we were different from those people. And as if that was a good thing. And then later, as I started playing fiddle music and trying to play old-time music, and found myself in East Kentucky a few times, I began to realize that there, when my grandparents came up from Indiana in the 1920s, they were displaced people looking for work. And that when my great-grandparents came up out of the Tennessee coal fields in 1901 to Michigan, they were looking for work. And we weren't any damn different than anybody else. And that was real good because, you know, I began to realize where I was from. And this song's about all that. I remember back in 33 when we was still down in Tennessee. Just getting by took all your time. Away down the road. And you can sing on those parts if you want. And then the word went out in 41. Uncle Sam says, get the big job done. And we hired on at Willow Run. Away down the road. Blow your whistle up through the pines and out across the mountains and the Clinchfield line. Blow for better times away down the road. Where we come from the hills and the damn coal mines. Started into working on Henry's lines. Was 8 hours steady and overtime away down the road. And the folks up north didn't want us round, and they'd move us out on the edge of town to saltbox houses on the bulldozed ground. Away down the road. Blow your whistle up through the pines and out across the mountains and the Clinchfield line. Blow for better times away down the road. We were strong backs bending in the welder's light and rivet guns pounding on a windy night. Was a rich man's war and a poor man's fight. Away down the road. Oh, you punch in, punch out, make your time and hurry with the turret, boys, you're getting behind. And the bombers roared low in the blacked out skies. Away down the road. Blow your whistle up through the pines and out across the mountains in the Clinchfield line. Blow for better times away down the road. Oh, you're trying to pay the rent, man, trying to save a buck. Patching up the tires on a wore-out truck. City folks pass and holler, hey, Kentuck, away down the road. And we'll move back south when the war gears down. But your dreams die easy when your check comes round, and you're caught between the mountains and a factory town. Away down the road, blow your whistle up through the pines and out across the mountains in the Clinchfield line. Blow for better times away down the road. And now the plants are shut down and the gates all closed, and those new cars rust in the rain and snow. Let me sleep where the gunstick laurel grows, away down the road. And you can bury me down in Tennessee. He lived for a dollar, let my tombstone read. And died unknown in a strange country, away down the road. Blow your whistle up through the pines and out across the mountains in the Clinchfield line. Blow for better times away down the road. Thank you.
Time for a few more songs. I had a couple thoughts. You were saying that you started to listen to fiddle music and got to looking at the culture basically that it was coming from. When I got assigned this workshop, I racked my brains and I thought to myself, I don't sing any very socially conscious songs. I don't write any socially conscious songs. And after you said that, I started to think why. I primarily work as a blues musician. And blues music comes from a culture that is very down and, I can't even quite come up with the word, downtrodden doesn't work. But just it's a culture that is oppressed, and the songs don't say that. The songs come out with a totally different type of vocabulary. The songs deal with men, with women, with sexuality, and... Bourgeois blues, right. There is a certain repertoire, but it's a very small part of it. If you look at the records that are available, there are very few that deal with that. And, it occurred to me that in me going into a certain culture and looking at that kind of music, I think the protest doesn't come out so much in the lyrics. I think I'm not quite sure where it comes out. It may just be the... expressing it in the music, letting a feeling come out, but you have to cover up your words and you never quite say things. And I was just thinking about that and thought I'd share that. Let's go. I think we have time to go through here one more time with the songs.
Well, if you're like me, you're probably becoming more and more scared every day. Wondering if we'll ever live to see 1985 or 86. And this song I wrote during the Nixon administration, and I just brought it out and dusted it off a little bit, and it's still in vogue. Changed a line or two, and that's very unfortunate. I hope that... I don't want to get too political here, but I hope that you will remember in November. Do a lot of thinking about who you vote for. I saw a gray-haired mother crying softly in her door as she gazed upon the pathway where he'd return no more. Oh, Lord, I'd like to see just once more. And Lord, I hope I never live to see another war. Will Jesus wash the bloodstains from your hand? Will he welcome you into that peaceful land? Will he forgive the killings, the wars you have planned. Will Jesus wash the blood stains from your hands? Will the bombs you've dropped, the guns you've shot, all in the name of peace? While the people begged for mercy, you gave them no relief. There's blood on your hands, mister, you'll answer for one day. And the tears you shed on that day won't wash your sins away. Will Jesus wash the bloodstains from your hands? And will he welcome you into that peaceful land? Will he forgive the killings, the wars you have planned? Will Jesus wash the blood stains from your hands? Now you say we can survive a nuclear war. You would use limits, you'd only go so far. But Hiroshima's horrors we'll never forget. And bloodthirsty warriors don't know when to quit. Will Jesus wash the bloodstains from your hands? Will he welcome you into that peaceful land? Will he forgive the killings, the wars you have planned? Will Jesus wash the blood stains from your hands? Thank you.
This is kind of a nostalgic song. It talks about the old days in a way that people have a habit of talking about the old days. You tend to think of the good things or maybe even remember them in a distorted way. I think I chose this because all of a sudden it occurred to me that it's got a chorus that you may find singable. And it has very few words. This was kind of an exercise in not writing a song with a lot of words, which is hard to do sometimes. It just has 9 lines, the whole song. The chorus is, bring back bootleg liquor again. That old white lightning and that bathtub gin. Stuff like that will make a dead man grin. Obviously about a guy who's feeling pretty low and can't quite find the right treatment. Dead man grin. Ain't no time like the time you're all alone. First up and then down, no one to call your own. Take a look at yourself, you just a bag of bones. Bring back bootleg liquor again. That old white lightning and that bathtub gin. Stuff like that will make a dead man grin. I've been out all night, couldn't find a doggone thing. I need the kind of mercy only love can bring. But sometimes you get the honey, sometimes you get the sting. Bring back bootleg liquor again. That old white lightning and that bathtub gin. Stuff like that will make a dead man grin, make a dead man grin.
Sitting there. Oh, I'll do your request. It's a little bit of an opposite end of the spectrum from that song, but maybe they're both saying the same thing, really. I don't know. We'll have to have somebody more profound than I would have to figure that out. This one is called Now is the Cool of the Day, which is not true, but won't be long. This song was made up one August day when it was very, very hot, much hotter than this. I was ironing all my men's shirts. And so it doesn't have any very deep reason for being, but as I did the first verse and chorus, and then over the next few days did some other verses and got to be more serious about the song. It is a song I sometimes end concerts with because it's a nice quitting song. And I don't want you all to quit, but this is just my quitting song. My Lord, he said unto me, do you like my garden so fair? You may live in this garden if you keep the grasses green, and I'll return in the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Oh, this earth is a garden, the garden of my Lord. And he walks in his garden in the cool of the day. Then my Lord, he said unto me, do you like my garden so pure? You may live in this garden if you keep the waters clean, and I'll return in the cool of the day. Sing, now is the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Oh, this earth is a garden, the garden of my Lord. And he walks in his garden in the cool of the day. Then my Lord, he said unto me, do you like my pastures of green? You may live in this garden if you will feed my lambs. And I'll return in the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Oh, this earth is a garden, the garden. And he walks in his garden in the cool of the day. Then my Lord, he said unto me, do you like my garden so free? You may live in this garden if you'll keep the people free. And I'll return in the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Now is the cool of the day. Oh, this earth is a garden, the garden of my Lord. And he walks in his garden in the cool of the day.
I'm going to do one of my blues.
Finally got her nerve up, you're right.
It's only because Craig said he didn't have one. I got to retune for this. I find in singing blues, you really have to just sort of get into, I don't know, there, to me, a blues tune that I really feel ends up sounding not bluesy, and the ones that sound like traditional blues, you get into all these lyrics, analogies. That are kind of fun to do, and this is one of those. I have to retune for a minute. That's better for singing. I know. Really, these two women got here first, and I told them which were the best seats.
Staked out the best mice. It's funny you took your word for it. You didn't even test it.
Never trust me again. It's a weird tuning, it's an open C tuning. That bass note on the C doesn't like it. This one, the analogies with a little taxi cab. A lot of the, what I started to say before, a lot of the blues songs that I've come across, even with women's blues, the lyrics are often so derogatory to a woman that you can't sing them. They're very, either they're very male orientated, or if you take them from a women blues singer, three quarters of them are kind of like, this guy beat me and I'm down on it, but I'm not going to leave my papa no matter what he does. And it's horrible. So I find, like, you know, maybe there's four or five Bessie Smith tunes I can do. There was a woman by the name of Memphis Minnie who did a lot of songs that have a good lyric to them, but it gets very limited in what you can do. So this is one that I wrote one time. Said, come on, baby, let's go for a spin. My meter's running, won't you step right on in? Come on, baby, let's go for a ride. I said, come on, baby, won't you step inside? Well, my engine is steamed up, it's ready to go. I said, babe, you know you can't say no. Come on, babe, let's go for a ride. I said, come on, baby, won't you step inside? Yeah, I'll take you driving on a scenic cruise.
Come on, baby, ain't got nothing to lose. Come on, baby, let's go for a ride. I said, come on, baby, won't you step inside? I said, yeah, I'll take driving round about this town. No need to worry, 'cause ain't no one around. Baby, let's go for a spin. My meter's running, step right on in. Come on, babe, let's go for a ride. Say, come on, babe, won't you step inside?
Thank you. I think one of the things that's come out here is I think people write from what's important to them or something that they just feel. A lot of times where your roots are or where you want your roots to be is where you seem to draw out the songs from. I think it's a very personal thing. I think sometimes you in the audience think these people, particularly a lot of you I know are familiar with Hazel and Jean's music, think, oh, they just write these songs and they get up and perform them. And I think it's really reassuring to know that somebody that you've listened to and that you think is real good, it took a lot of guts for them to get up and perform a song that they wrote and to share it with people. And
it's not for the money.
It's not for the money, right. I think it comes out of a personal feeling, and I think other times you write something that's just a real fun thing to do because it fits that mood that you're feeling. But it is a very personal thing. It's for me, I know it's difficult to get up and do it for other people, but I think that a lot of the folks in the audience like to write songs or have an inkling of wanting to do it, and I think it's a neat thing to work on. And as Hazel has said repeatedly, there aren't enough good songs out there, and it's worth trying it. I thought maybe we'd end the program with Hazel's West Virginia, My Home, where everybody could sing.
Well, how about Circle Be Unbroken or something that
okay,
might
how about Will the Circle Be Unbroken?
I would like to say something about the song West Virginia, My Home. The people seem to like it, but it was sitting in my notebook, and I was not going to do anything more with it. I mean, this will give you an idea if you're a songwriter. And I sung the chorus, but I revised it later. And the person I used to sing with said, you really ought to work on that. That sounds like it could be a good song. And that's the only reason that I continued with it. I would not have. And
what?
Hazel said she went to Italy. Was that right? And
yeah.
Right? And she starts to sing the song, the entire audience knew the song.
Well,
so it seemed to me that in West Virginia that we ought to have an audience that knows.
That was a very specific thing. They had done a study, it's the University of Rome English department, had done a study on Appalachian music, and the professor there is a real nut about our culture and our music. And he had actually done this huge paper that's comparing the working class hill people, the mountain people, with the Appalachian culture. And he finds a lot of similarities. And he actually comes to Lexington. In fact, he's coming in September. And he goes back and forth. He's had an ongoing thing with them. I'm not sure what, I think he studies with them and they've done projects there. But anyway, I thought it was a real interesting thing what he did. He did a lot of our songs, Gene's, Aunt Molly Jackson. He put it together in a taped and some pictures. He would get pictures out of the book because he didn't have any pictures. They weren't very good copies. But Sarah Ogan Gunning, Aunt Molly Jackson, just a whole bunch of people that he put together and taught some of the songs to them, and they even got up a choir. The shape note, Sacred Harp Choir. I couldn't believe it. And the director of the symphony came and directed the thing. and they had secretaries and wives and students, and a lot of the elite people around the town come and got in that, and they were good. They were very good because they tried to get it precise. You know, they were so afraid to sing it in front of us. You know, and I was impressed because I can't even sing it. You know, it was great. We can, but I really would rather do something more familiar, like
How
Circle.
How many people don't know West Virginia, My Home?
Well, it's a lot. Let's sing Circle, Ben Brook. Okay. You see, there is a lot.
Okay. Why don't we do both?
Okay, give her a microphone.
You sang it for the Italians.
I was much more impressed before this story. I thought all of Italy knew the song. I thought that was great.
Yeah, well, maybe they will before it's over with, you know.
You want some more guitars on this?
Give Gina microphones. Cause
oh, okay. Here, you can have a good one.
What are we doing?
I'm going to get out of this.
Come on. Harmony then. Get your harmony microphone.